This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We make a lot of assumptions about people based on the cars they drive. New BMW? The driver has money. New Ford Fiesta? Maybe middle or working class. But there's one brand that has managed to attract people across the wealth divide. Car data shows that in new car sales, Jeep does equally well among people who are making less than $10,000 a year and those who make over half a million. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Hey guys, do you think it's okay for them to walk from here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a walk.
My producer and I are in the San Bernardino Mountains with the Dirt Devils, an off-roading group that volunteers to clean up trails in the National Forest here. Our Chevy Cruze hit a rock and is going no further. Castulo Olivas says if you're going to drive over rocks, let some air out of your tires so they wrap around.
If you have regular tire pressure on there, you'll be just floating on top of the rocks and spinning your tires.
You can't air down in a Chevy Cruze. You can in a Jeep. While he airs down his own tires, Olivas says that other than their Jeeps, club members don't have a lot in common.
I know one guy is a pipeline inspector. One person does medical sales, you know, heart valves and stuff.
Olivas works in air conditioning.
They have professions that require college and people that just work at a gas station. Doesn't matter.
If you look at car data based on income, it's pretty stark. There are cars that rich people buy, cars that the middle class buys, and cars that poor people buy. But everyone buys Jeep. Jesse Toprak, an analyst for TrueCar.com, says Jeep doesn't have many models, but it has them at both ends of the price spectrum, from $50,000 to less than $20,000.
You can literally lease some of these vehicles that are under $300 a month. In many cases, if you live in a big city, your mass transport costs might be more than that.
And Toprak says maybe more than any other brand, Jeep capitalizes on its cool image.
It does give you that, I'm not a soccer mom driving a minivan.
Back in the San Bernardino Mountains, I'm sitting shotgun in Castulo Olivas' Jeep while he prepares to crawl over a massive boulder.
If you need to grab into anything, just grab the bar. Don't grab outside the window because that's where you get your fingers messed up.
Then, one tire fully up in the air.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We climb over the boulder.
Oh, my goodness.
Analysts say most Jeep owners never take their Jeeps off-road. But the point is, they could. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
That was incredible. That was really awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you guess what brand of car affluent Americans are most likely to buy? We've got a graphic that explains it all. Check out our website, marketplace.org.